Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We are set for the start of the third quarter here in Norwich. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. Sky is currently the Franklin boys basketball coach. He's also helped out with Walton football on their staff. And, you know, now he's in the radio booth. And we're very lucky that we were able to sign him to a long-term deal. So we threw a lot of big, big dollars at him, and he said, yes, I'll take it.
It took it, too. It started last year with an offer I couldn't refuse one night. By the way, you've added more layers tonight than I even brought, which is unfortunate for myself.
When it gets to be football season, I always bring a wide variety of clothes because I get cold and I never know what exactly I'm going to want. So I got the jacket on now. I'm ready since we're sitting up here on the roof of the press box. Don't worry. It's not like we're just out here in the open. They have the other camera guys up here and everything. Nice fence around us, so we are safe. So Norwich just kicked off to Sherburn, rolled out of bounds. Sherburn let it go, and so this is going to be at about the 35-yard line. Yeah, as that one rolled out of bounds. So, again, Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville 49-0. Norwich is in the gray with the purple trim and the white trim, the purple helmets. Sherburn Earlville, black pants, white tops, the maroon trim and that maroon helmet. And Sherburn Earlville will be going right to left on your radio dial starting at the 35-yard line.
That was a great heads-up play by the Sherburn return guy, letting it go out of bounds because sometimes it rolls by, I got to pick it up, but he knew it's going out, let it go.
Yeah, that was smart. So first down here for Sherburn. Oh, and the snap is high up over the quarterback's head. He's going to have to chase it all the way back, falls on it back at the 11-yard line. So a massive loss of yards there for Sherburn on the first snap of the third quarter. That is disappointing. Good job by the QB, though, Darren Miles, to go back and track that down. Just a high snap there. You know, that's one thing we didn't see in the first half. Both teams played it real clean, all clean snaps. That was really good. Sherburn did have the fumble, actually two fumbles. But besides that, things have been pretty clean in terms of snaps and handoffs and things of that nature.
I'm lucky I was never a center. I couldn't do it. Knowing to snap the ball, then I got to block someone after. It's hard.
It is such an underrated position. Probably one of the toughest on the field. Snap was high again, but quarterback was able to haul it in, throws to the outside, passes complete from the 10 out to the 20. And guess who catches it on the far side? Ethan Shaw. Good pass there by Darren Miles. So that's going to bring up a second down.
Spot the ball at about the
third down.
Third down and about 14 to go here for Sherburn Earlville. No, even farther, excuse me. They're going to have to get out pretty far there to about the 45 if they want a first down. So it is going to be about third and 25, I would say. So, again, Sherburn going right to left.
But, yeah, center, going back to that, because I want to give credit to those guys because I don't know if I did enough of that as a teammate.
Yeah.
But really, to know to snap the ball and then where, and usually center's the captain of the offensive line, too. Snap the ball, then block. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Timeout taken by Sherburn. We'll keep it right here. You know, all those guys on the line never get enough credit. And, you know, I know that in the past, CDO, I believe, before my time, has done some awards for linemen and guys who kind of get nitty-gritty and stuff. Maybe that's something I need to bring back in the future because those guys, you know, it's always the guys scoring the touchdowns that get the love. So
always. I hate those guys.
Those return guys, you know. But, yeah, the guys in the trenches do a lot of the work, and they deserve more credit. They really do.
I can tell you, you know, playing running back, return, you know, wide receiver, stuff like that, if you don't have those guys blocked for you, you're not going very far.
Right.
You really, you know, they could really not like me and not block anyone, and as soon as I get the handoff, there's five guys right in my face. So, you know, and it's really an underrated, as you said, and it'd be very cool, you know, bring something like that back.
Well, you being on the Walton staff, I mean, you know those guys, they take blocking extremely seriously. And, you know, being there on the line, they have to do all those duties. Here's Sherburn throwing on a third down, and it is intercepted by Norwich at the 35-yard line. Brock down the left side, still on his feet to the 15, to the 10. He's going to be in for a touchdown. Guess who? Our guy, Holden Ryan, with a pick six at the 35. And he just turned on the Jets there and puts it in for the score. Wow. So Holden Ryan, what a, I thought he was pretty much done at the 20-yard line, runs it in.
Did anyone draft for high school fantasy football yet? Because if not...
I want him. So about a 35-yard return. Yeah, he would be racking up the fantasy points tonight. As now Norwich leads 55 to nothing. The kick is going to be up and good. Kicking game still perfect tonight for Norwich. They lead 56-0 with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Under the lights here at Norwich High School, Norwich leading at Sherburn Earlville 56-0 with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. A kickoff. Sherburn is going to let this one roll all the way back and into the end zone, so they're going to be able to start at their own 20-yard line here. But an impressive night for Norwich's Holden Ryan. Three touchdowns on the ground, and then that INT that he takes back to the house. And so Holden Ryan definitely looking to maybe get one of our awards here during our postgame show tonight. We'll have three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And I'd say, Sky, that we're going to have a lot of choices for those awards tonight.
We talked about it to start the game. I say to start the game. It was so quick. The first three touchdowns were scored by three different guys for Norwich.
Yeah, in the first two and a half minutes of the game.
Yeah.
So Norwich has really been in the lead since the very first play of the game, which was an 80-yard TD score for Holden Ryan. So it has been all Norwich here tonight with a 56-0 lead. Here's Sherburn with the ball, again going right to left, hand off to the outside. Pickup of about 3 yards on the play there for Shaw. Good defense by Nathan Murphy coming over to make the tackle. That clock runs. Coming up on 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Appreciate you joining us here tonight, wherever you might be, on the radio at 100.9 or 92.3, our new frequency right here in Norwich, or online at WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. So this is going to be a second down and about, seven to go for Sherburn Earlville. You know, we talked about it before. Sherburn, just a couple of years ago, had to go down, had to play eight-man. Played 11-man last year, getting reacquainted with the game here. So, you know, a lot of these guys might have played both as an incomplete pass here on second down, in and out of the hands of the receiver on the far side, who was Nick Hull. So, you know, they're trying to get this program back up and going for 11-man football.
We did a few eight-man games last year, and it is a different game, you know, the three extra guys on the field for both sides of the ball really does make a difference. So if you're a sophomore, junior right now for Sherburn Earlville, I got used to playing eight-man. Now it's a little bit different.
You know, we will be doing a lot more eight-man games this year. A bunch of teams on our schedule, including Unitego Franklin, Oxford, Green, Unadilla Valley, all still playing eight-man. So we'll be getting in as many of those games as possible this year here on the radio. QB keeper here on third down for Sherburn. They got some room to work with. I don't think it's going to be enough. In front of the Norwich sideline out to the 30-yard line. QB keeper for Darren Miles as the pocket collapsed on him. Going to be fourth and short here for Sherburne.
Actually, they may have gotten it.
Think they got it? Yeah, they're moving the chains. Good eyes there, Sky. Is a good first down for Sherburne Earlville.
You always got to know where the first down mark is.
See, that's why we bring you in. We signed you away from all the other big contracts you had out there. So just for content like that. 7:20 to go in this third quarter. Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 56-0. Marauders with the ball here on a first down. They're going to hand it off to Shaw, and the defensive line was right there. Leading the charge was Dakota Andriel breaking through to bring him down. I believe also on the tackle there was Patrick White for Norwich.
I don't remember part of my contract negotiations that this being the first game you were going to have me do, though.
Oneana guy, first game, has to be Norwich. That's right in the fine print there.
And, you know, it's funny. As a coach for Walton, my first game was in Oneana against Oneana.
Really?
Yep.
How was that for you as a coach?
Different. It was different. You know, you're on the field you played at just a couple years ago. And
yeah. Fumble on the ground here on this second down, and Norwich has got it. They recovered it on the Sherburne Earlville 26-yard line, and the handoff just was not clean there, and the Norwich defense was right there to scoop it up, and number 40, Nathan Murphy, with the fumble recovery for the Purple Tornado. Well, 6.5 to go in the third quarter, Norwich leading 56-0. They're going to have great field position here once again here on the, well, let's see, 26-yard line, 27-yard line here for Norwich.
But going back to that, be on the opposite sideline.
Yeah.
Seeing the coaches you were being coached by just a couple years ago, it was a little different.
Here's Norwich on a first down. They're going to hand it off, running to the outside, down to the 10, to the 5, and reaching for the pylon. He comes up just short, but that was Mason Edwards. He wanted to get in on the scoring here tonight. Comes up just short, but here's another guy that has great speed in the backfield.
Absolutely. That was a great run by him, getting to the outside. You mentioned that speed to get down the field. I mean, the thing is, in a game like this, yeah, I want to score, but long-term, that's a weapon we can use to set ourselves up for a first and goal from the 2-3-yard line right here. And, you know, it's just another weapon for Coach Christie to use.
Norwich really showing that, you know, if you're watching this film, you can't just key on one guy. You know, they've shown they can pass. They've shown that they can run the ball with a variety of different guys. And now Norwich is going to take a timeout here. Late in the third quarter, Norwich leading 56-0. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll take a quick break. High school football tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And here we go. Norwich leading at Sherburne Earlville, 56-0. Welcome back. Norwich out of the timeout here with 5:24 to go in this third quarter. It's been all Purple Tornado tonight, folks, in case you're just tuning in. Norwich leads Sherburne Earlville 56-0. Norwich scored on an 80-yard touchdown on the very first play of the game, and they haven't looked back since. And here is Stephen Dowdle, the sophomore QB, under center here, a first and goal to go for Norwich. He's going to hand off to the outside. Good defense here by Sherburne Earlville, as that was number 66 breaking through there. Landon Albertina making the tackle, as that was Mason Edwards again on the carry.
And I believe this is Norwich wanting to use more of a quote-unquote goal line set, goal line look. You're going to be able to need to do all aspects. I think this is the first time they've gone under center, not out of the shotgun. So they're wanting to get a look and see how this goes for them.
Edwards is in the backfield again. They'll hand it off to him, and he's in. Found that gap on the left side, and Norwich has scored again with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Another touchdown for the Norwich Purple Tornado, this time for Mason Edwards, his first of the night. So Edwards is able to run that one in. about a one-yard TD run, but he had the run that also set up and got that field position for them. So Norwich now leads 62-0 over Sherburn Earlville, and the extra point coming up here for the kicker, Spencer Root. This one is up, and it's good. He has not missed tonight. He has been excellent. And Norwich now leads 63-0 over Sherburn Earlville with, again, 4.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. I was down on the field pregame, and one of the Norwich assistant coaches was saying, guys, we've worked all offseason, all summer. Let's come out, have fun tonight, and let's make this pay off. And it has certainly paid off here tonight for Norwich as they lead Sherburn Earlville 63-0. You heard me right, 63-0. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of football left to go. Sherburn on the return, hauling that one all the way out to the 35-yard line, and that's where the Marauders will have it here on offense.
You know who else this is paid for? This is an underrated person. There was a person who was doing push-ups for every point that they had, and I hadn't seen them do it for the 63. That'd be quite a lot of push-ups that you'd have to do tonight.
Yeah, they might have... oversold themselves tonight. Oh, yeah, I'll do the push-ups tonight. Sure, no problem. You're hoping for a 3-0 type of game, 7-6 type game. So,
I remember watching the Oregon Duck, of course, because it's my favorite team, has been for forever. He used to do as many push-ups as they scored, too, and a couple of those years, it was quite a few.
Yeah, they've had some a lot of great offense out there. Right, Chip Kelly, all those offenses. So, here is a fumble on first down, and Norwich comes screaming into the backfield there. Jack Barnes with a tackle. Sherburn was lucky just to fall on that one with Nick Hull. A little miscommunication there. 3:25 to go in the third. That snap was high, but Sherburn was able to fall on it. It has just not been the Marauders' night here tonight. The effort is there. They have been, you know, really positive, but there's just some nights, we've all had it in sports, where it's just not your day, you know, and that's how things have been here for Sherburn Earlville tonight, unfortunately for them.
No, but there has been some positive things. Ethan Shaw, the way he's been running. There's been a few bright spots that you take away from it, and you go back, watch the film, and go, you know what? This is what we could do.
Nick Hull is in at QB now, and Sherburn trying a couple of different things. Lost control of the ball. It's at the bottom of the dog pile, and Norwich is there, scooping it up. Another fumble recovery, and I believe coming off the bottom of the pile there, I think that was Jack Barnes. Yeah, he was able to scoop it up. And, wow, Norwich is going to have great field position again at about the 29-yard line with 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. And, again, Norwich leading 63-0. And so that clock continuing to run now as Norwich taking their time, getting the play in from the sideline. And again, if you're Norwich, you continue to work on things here.
Absolutely, you want to get as many guys in as well, because unfortunately injuries happen, and you want to get as many guys in there with in-game experience as you can, to where if something happens, ooh, what a hit!
Hit in the backfield here. Ball is on the ground. Norwich is going to fall on it and recover. Loss of about 5 yards there. A little mix-up in the backfield there with the handoff. We've got some new guys in there who didn't play so much in the first half. Tristan Webb lost control of that football, but again, Norwich able to fall in. So back to your point there, Sky.
So right here, perfect example, right? These guys haven't been in as much, but you never know. An injury may happen or something like that to where, okay, now we're going to need you, you know. See, it's a long season. It's a physical game. You never know when you might need someone to step in and play. So this is the time for those guys to get in there, get that experience, and be ready.
Second and 15 for Norwich. They're going to hand it off. Good run up the middle here. Some great blocking by the line across the 30 to about the 28-yard line. And off the bottom of the pile there, once again, big second half here for Mason Edwards. 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Again, Norwich football leading Sherburn Earlville 63-0. A little Section 4 versus Section 3 action tonight. Fourth quarter will be coming up. We'll also have our postgame show a little bit later tonight with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our sponsors again this year, NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Going to be a third down at about 9 to go. Hand off in the backfield. Sherburn's able to snuff this one out and a gang tackle here at the 29-yard line. Nathan Murphy is tackled there. And fourth down coming up here for the Purple Tornado. 15 seconds to go. I don't think Norwich will get this playoff here. So that might be it for the third quarter. Time continuing to rattle down. Yeah, that's going to do it for the third quarter. Norwich leads Sherburn Earlville 63-0. Fourth quarter coming up. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Under the lights here at Norwich High School as we start the fourth quarter, Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville 63-0. We flip ends of the field. And just 12 minutes to go here in this opening contest of the season between the Purple Tornado and the Marauders. Norwich is going to try a field goal here, it looks like. So the kick is going to be what here? About 40 yards, I would say, 45 yards. Snap is down, or snap is good. Here's the kick. That one is no good. Looks like it was just wide left.
It was wide left.
Yeah, had the distance there for Spencer Root. They're saying it would have been a 46-yarder. Spencer. Looked good, and that's a cool relationship. Mike Christie, one of the best kickers this area has ever seen, head coach for Norwich, saying, yeah, go on out there, boot it, let's see what you got.
I mean, he hasn't missed an extra point all night, thank goodness. That would have been your fault with the jinx. But that was a great-looking kick right there. I mean, that is not an easy kick by any means. And he had the distance, of course, just a little bit wide left. Looked pretty good from here, too, you know, so... That, how good of a coach, though, to have for kicking? As you said, one of the best that he has ever had.
Yeah. You know, Mike, a tremendous athlete, played Division I football at Colgate, went to Colgate and was a wide receiver and had a great career there, but really didn't do any kicking. And if you want to hear more about this, as you said, Sky, he's been on my podcast. It was episode 141, and you can find that as well right on WCDOsports.com or NateLull.com or any podcast app. But Mike was a tremendous kicker, and he did admit to me that he thinks about it sometimes. And here's a high snap here on first down for Sherburn. They've got to chase it all the way back to the goal line. They do scoop it up there.
Ethan Shaw
is going to actually turn this into a first down. Ran it all the way out to the 32-yard line here. So a good recovery there by Ethan Shaw.
Nate, he picked it up around the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that was great.
And got out to past the 30.
Yeah. But going back to my story, Coach Christie said sometimes his wife jokes with him how much different their life could be because he, with his kicking game, maybe could have made it to the next level beyond college. You know, and those pro careers are short, but that's the type of leg that he had. So it's just amazing to think about that.
I listened to that podcast, and it's a remarkable story that he has, not just that, but the whole story.
Yes.
It's a great episode. I highly recommend people listening to it.
Here's a snap. Again, it's up over the quarterback's head. Sherburn's just going to have to fall on it. back at the 20-yard line here, so some of that yardage they just got, they'll lose some of it here. And 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Norwich leading at 63-0. And so we do have some running clock here. But, yeah, Coach Christie, an amazing story. Went out for track his senior year, ends up winning the New York State Championship in the 100-meter dash, one of the fastest recorded times in local history. Won the Federation as well. Went on to play football at Colgate, and since then he's beaten cancer. I mean, it's really a remarkable story if you want to listen to it, and I really enjoyed talking to him.
And he was on very good Colgate team.
Yes.
I mean, the 2003 team went all the way to the national championship.
Yeah, really a great career, and you think, why didn't you kick? You know, I asked him that. I said, well, why not? And he goes, I wanted to be a receiver there.
I thought it was a very cool thing that he said, that, and I think it's a great thing as a coach for him, because he said, you know, here I am. He jokingly said it. Here I am saying, you know, you don't want to look back with the coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah.
Here I am, you know, saying. But having that life experience for himself to go through that and being like, you know what, maybe I should have. Now he's got a different perspective when he's coaching his players and saying, you know what, try this.
Yes. And he did say about once a year he'll try to kick with the guys. And he said, I usually pull my hamstring and feel bad for about a week. But I said, you still got it? He goes, I still got it. So
yeah.
Handoff up the middle here for Sherburne. They have struggled snapping the ball. They're trying some different guys at different positions. Both sides are. So we'll have a run up the middle here by Shaw, good for a couple of yards. But this is going to be third down and a country mile, as Tim Cutting would say, my other broadcast partner. Yeah, about third and 25 or so. And we got 7 minutes and 45 seconds left on the clock. Norwich leading Sherburne-Earlville 63-0 here, high school football tonight on WCDO. So a third down and long. And waiting for the snap for Sherburne-Earlville. Man in motion from left to right, and we'll have a flag on the play. This one going here against the Marauders. But, yeah, we've had a variety of Norwich guests. You know, if you're listening here in the Norwich area, we've had Tom Collier on, of course, Mike Christie. We did a three-part series on the back-to-back state championship teams, basketball for the boys here in Norwich. Had a chance to interview Bob Lazor and Charlie Whiteman, which are, you know, two big names here in the Norwich Hall of Fame and kind of the leaders of that team, but other guys as well that were on that team. Mark Abbott, the coach, was gracious enough to come back and, you know, be on all three of those episodes. So we got a lot of Norwich content and a lot of content for all the other schools that we cover as well. Of course, the Sydneys, the Bainbridge, the Unitigos, you name
Oneana.
It. Those Oneana teams as well. So it is funny as we'll have a another flag here as Sherburne jumped on the line, and we're really seeing some new guys get into this game. Now, whenever I do a Norwich podcast or two, the Oneana people say, Nate, okay, enough. Then I'll do, like recently I've done two Oneana podcasts with the Mackeys. You know, I had Jerry and Carter on, and then I had Kwame Patterson, Josh Brown. Now I got Norwich people saying, Nate, enough. So it is funny. I know that people really pay attention to the guests and where they're from. It's always a sticking point.
It is.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, third and 33 after some of these yellow hankies have been all over the field here. Man in motion. We will get a clean snap here, but nowhere to go for Shaw. The Norwich defense is right there. Could it be a safety?
I don't think so.
It's going to be very close to the line here. And breaking through the line there was Colin Olds, who's had some big-time hits here tonight for that Norwich defense. 5:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Do you have a favorite episode on the podcast, and you're not allowed to say the two times that you've been on as a guest? So.
I was going to say, I could think of two that stand out right now.
Well, you were gracious enough to come on and talk about some of your experiences you've had both playing and coaching, and that's been really fun.
I think there's a few that really stand out. I think all of them are great, to be honest. It's so hard to, you know, listen mm-hmm. to all of them, but I try to. And
here's Sherburne punting on fourth down, by the way. Is this
what
one's gonna,
kick.
Yeah, great kick out of the back of the end zone. Norwich is going to have to chase it all the way back to the 40-yard line, and they had nowhere to go. Great coverage there by Shaw, guess who? Comes all the way down and makes the tackle. What a great punt there.
That was literally the back of the end zone.
Yeah, really great punt there by Jack Rodman, who's been doing a lot of punting tonight. Norwich leads 63-0 at the moment.
That was more than a 60-yard punt.
Yeah, that was the best punt we've seen tonight. Again, Norwich 63, Sherburne-Oroville nothing. 4:40 to go fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. And, you know, as the time continues to tick down, we're talking about some other things here. But, you know, this has been a really nice showing for Norwich to start this young season here. You got to be impressed if you're a Purple Tornado fan.
I got an answer for you.
Okay.
It's not one I like to admit, but...
Favorite podcast, all right.
It's Matt Zero.
Matt, of course, played for you at Franklin. Had a great boys basketball career, 1,000-point scorer, and just scored his first college soccer goal as Norwich takes a timeout here, folks.
Okay,
we'll keep yakking. But one goal, one assist for the SUNY Delhi men in his first college soccer game yesterday. Really cool for Matt. Congratulations.
I think the reason that's a personal favorite of mine is because of the relationship, obviously, that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to start coaching in Franklin when Matt was going into his sophomore year. So a lot of the previous history I did not know about, you know. We have a great relationship and all that. I'm very happy to see, you know, how he did in his first soccer game at Delhi. But to learn, you know, the more stuff about a player that you coach that you just got to know and stuff like that. And now he's off doing great things at a college level. You know, and that'll be cool to have. I'm sure you'll have him back and stuff to talk about that experience. But very cool to get a little bit more background. Your most recent one with Coach Mackey and Carter, though, was great, though, because I remember I texted you about it this morning, actually. I was listening to it on my way to work, and Coach Mackey and I go way back, of course, and hearing him talk about a lot of stuff
that was cool.
Was very cool.
Yeah, he talked a lot about what the future might hold for him, so for any of you Oneonta fans, you want to listen to that. Make sure you dial it up. Here's a run out of the timeout on first down. It's going to be a run for Norwich, and they're going to get another touchdown here. I don't know how they got all these sprinters to join the football team, but here we go with Gage Titsworth, a touchdown for Norwich with 2.5 to go, about a 65-yard run, I would say. Really good burst of speed there from Gage.
Another sprinter, as you said. they got a whole team of track stars.
I mean, some of these guys are actual track stars in the spring, but I've seen some guys tonight that I think Coach Horan here is going to want on the track team, because that was a really nice run there by Gage Titsworth.
And I say track stars because I did know, you told me about some of the guys that are on this team that during the track season are very good.
They've had some really good relay teams here, and there's a couple of guys who aren't even dressed tonight who are hurt for Norwich that have some great relay speed as well. So Norwich now leads 69-0 with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. They're going to kick the extra point. And this one is up and no good.
This is your fault.
I cursed him.
This
yep.
It was. You know,
I apologize.
I want to point something out too, though. With you mentioned the guys that aren't playing right now that are also fast. It's very important for the guys who quote unquote don't start during the week leading up to the games. The importance of the scout offense or scout defense team. They're the guys who, if you're on the starting offense, are the guys that are going to be on the defense that you're going up against, and you want to make sure that you're giving them the best look that you can. Or if you're running the other team's offense, you're giving the defense the best look that you can. If you're a team like Norwich and you have this many weapons, we're going to be able to give our defense a good look every week to prepare the best we can. That depth is huge.
Yeah, that's a great point. And from what we've seen, Norwich certainly has a lot of that as this clock is going to run off here. Looks like we might have one more kickoff. We are under a minute to go now. Clock continuing to run. Norwich is going to win this game here 69-0. Norwich is going to be right back here next Friday night against a great West Hill team. You know, West Hill seems to be good in all sports. We've seen them along the years in soccer. We've seen them in basketball. We've seen them in baseball going up against various teams from Section 4. They always seem to run into Oneonta. They've had some really good battles recently on the soccer pitch for the boys. So,
all right, that's enough. I got to get to the car.
Yeah. We're going to have an escort for Sky to get safely out of Norwich here. He'll get to the edge of town, and they'll just they'll boot him out of here. So, yeah, I don't even know if Norwich is going to kick this off. Yeah, that's going to do it. They're going to walk off here with a 69-0 win over Sherburne-Oroville. Post-game show coming up here, folks. We'll give out these three awards, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Norwich High School as Norwich football blanks Sherburn Earlville 69-0 in their season opener. We're going to have some full stats and our awards here soon. So let's go through our scoring summary first. First play of the game, Holden Ryan had an 80-yard TD run, and that just set the tone for the whole night. It was 7-0. Richard Fuller followed that up with a 50-yard TD run, 14-0. And then Mitchell Collins hauled in a 30-yard TD catch from quarterback Stephen Dowdle. It was 21-0, and about 2 minutes were gone in the game. So really fast start tonight for Norwich. Holden Ryan, a 5-yard TD run, made it 28-0. Stephen Dowdle, 5-yard TD run. This was all still in the first quarter, so they had a 35-0 lead. Start of the second quarter, Holden Ryan again, a 50-yard TD, followed by Braden Hagenboo with a 40-yard touchdown run, 49-0 at the half. Third quarter, Holden Ryan got into it on defense as he had a pick-six interception, 35-yard return, made it 56-0. Mason Edwards got into the act as he wanted to get into the end zone. 1-yard TD run, 63-0, and then Gage Titsworth for Norwich finished it off with a 65-yard TD run for the 69-0 score here tonight. As you can see, Holden Ryan, Richard Fuller, Mitchell Collins, Stephen Dowdle, Gage Titsworth, Mason Edwards, Braden Hagenboo, scoring by committee here tonight. Pretty impressive.
Three touchdowns were scored in two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Three different guys.
Wow. So let's get into our awards here tonight. Again, these awards we give out every time we're on the radio for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First award tonight is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. I think Holden Ryan tonight, he was tremendous. Again, four touchdowns on the night, three on offense, one on defense. He was spectacular.
Absolutely. You mentioned it. First play of the game, couldn't have set a tone better than that.
Yeah, and, you know, he could have been all-purpose. He could have been defense. So he gets a little bit of everything, but we will give Holden Ryan our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. Any thoughts here on this one? I mean, a lot of guys came up big on defense here tonight.
It really was. It was a great team effort. We talked about the line. We talked about, you know, all these different aspects. It was a great team effort defensively. It's hard to pick just one.
Boy, it really is here. You know, Holden Ryan had the interception, but we already gave him the offense award. Can't give him that. Let's go. I would like to go Colin Olds here.
Okay.
You know, he had a couple of those big hits. I just thought he was in on everything. He had one of the fumble recoveries. So, yeah, let's go Colin Olds.
Makes a lot of sense to me. As you said, a lot of big hits. Felt like we did say his name quite a bit. Makes
yeah.
a lot of sense.
Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award to Colin Olds. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. A lot of choices here tonight, other guys who scored. Any thoughts on your end?
You know, I'm going to go an unpopular choice. I want to give it to a lineman. That you can't not give them credit for that.
Wow,
you
know, that's great.
Both sides of the ball, defensively, offensively, they did a great job. Just personal opinion on that one.
Okay.
We got to show love. We talked about it.
We got to show love. We got to show. We could give out two. You know, once in a while, we make an executive decision. We give out two all-purpose awards. I did think we should probably go Steven Dowdle because I thought as a sophomore QB, he came in when he did throw the ball. It was really, really sharp, and he just executed everything really crisply.
He really did, and that's a great point. Offensively, you know, he didn't have to throw the ball much, but he managed the game very well, didn't make any mistakes. I like that.
So our other all-purpose award, once in a while we'll do this, and, you know, we could just give it to the whole line, D-line. Now, I'm not going to give everybody a trophy, but, you know, we can give out a little honorable mention there to the O-line and the D-line. I think that's very fair for the all-purpose award here tonight, because those guys were really tremendous.
They really were. They set the tone both offensively and defensively. We talked about it numerous times on the show. As a former back myself on offense, if I don't have the blocking in front of me, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Except for the one throwing touchdown and the one pick six, all the other ones were on the ground. You got to give credit. And they didn't really give Sherburn a lot of room either, so great job by the Norwich line.
Well said there, and that's going to wrap it up here tonight. 69-0, our final score, Norwich over Sherburn Earlville. You want more? We'll have it for you tomorrow at noon. It's the WCDO High School Football Preview Show. We'll be back in Sydney at the CDO Studios. We're going to be on for probably an hour, maybe a little bit more, from noon to 1 tomorrow. We're going to have several football interviews with local coaches. We're going to look at the schedule and just talk all things local football. So make sure you tune in for that tomorrow. If you're looking for other sports scores, you can always go to natelull.com. I have standings there for a variety of sports, soccer, field hockey, football, cross country, whatever, soccer. You know, it's all going to be there on natelull.com. That's all highly supported by WCDO as well. Listen to the podcast, and, you know, you can follow me on Twitter as well. So
still don't know how you do all this.
It's usually September to June, it means not a lot of sleeping, but that's the key, not a lot of sleeping, but... No, looking forward to tomorrow for the preview show. I think that's going to be something new and fun. We just thought, hey, everybody's scrimmaging. Let's talk about it.
Yep.
So Sky and I will be back tomorrow. A big thank you to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios for getting everything set here tonight back that we needed technically. And, of course, Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer. Jim is one of the best. Couldn't do it without him. So, again, our final score, Norwich 69, Sherburn Earlville nothing. We'll be back with the high school football preview show tomorrow at noon on WCDO. Have a good night.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.